This year should be a special schuz for Avimaron Yimim Marasi Sheyichyu. Sos Moshe Ben Peshadina. Baruch Hatzlach B'chol Maase Yadav. We're going to be basing this shir B'siyata Dishmaya on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva HaGaon Ruch Haim Shmuel Levitz Atzal. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra in Parakhes Kesabatim Zelmer Shel Avosai. This guy says, Reuven says, that this land belonged to my avos. And Shimon says, this land belonged to my avos. Reuven brought Edom that it belonged to his avos, and he ate 3 years. Shimon brought Edom that he ate 3 years. Amar of Nachman, Uki Achila Lebahade Achila. The imam would establish achila against achila. So let the two achilas cancel out each other. They both ate shnei chazaka, and give it to the guy who brought edim that it belonged to his avos. Amalei Rava, ha'edus mukhashas hi. Rava says, what are you talking about? This is edus mukhashas. This is edus that's contradicted. Yeah, he brought edus that it belongs to his avos, but the other guy is edim that he ate shnei chazaka. No. What was miskachesh? The edus of, it's true that the achila has been contradicted, but they haven't contradicted the edus on the avos. Rava wants to say it's edus mukhashas, the edus that it belonged to his avos is contradicted. And Rav Nachman said, no, it isn't. The achila has been contradicted. The avos has not been contradicted. And the reason of Rava is that since there was a hakrasha and the edus of the shanim, of the chazaka, there is also a bittul on the edus of avosa that they were made tchila b'toch kedei dibur. In other words, since we contradicted their edus that they sat there for 3 years and ate there, that this person ate 3 years, and together with that there was also edus on the avos. It was toch kedei dibur. So since there's bittul on the edus on the chazaka, there's also bittul on the edus of the avahasa, on the edus that it belonged to his avos. So therefore, let's say Reuven, who brought edim that it belonged to his avos, and he ate shnei chazaka, both are bittul. Since we're mevatel the edus on the chazaka, we're also mevatel the edus on the fact that it belonged to his avos. Frek Tosfos from the Sugin Bava Kama 73a, that we say there, the Eidim She'idu ala Gneva ve'ala Tficha, v'huzmu ala Tficha. You have Eidim that testified on Gneva and on Tficha. The Eidim testified that this person stole and he slaughtered the animal. And then they became Eidim Zomim on the Tvicha. So according to Rav, who holds that Eid Zomim, Mikan Ulahabahu Nifsal, that an Eid Zomim is only disqualified from here on in, the Eidus of the Tvicha, on which they became Eidim Zomim, is Batal, but the Eidus on the Gineva, on which they did not become Eidim Zomim, is not batal. Even though they were made on the tvicha, betoch kedei dibur, the edus hagneva. So why is this sugya, our sugya, any different than that sugya? In our sugya, Rava holds that since there was a hakrasha on the achila, we are also mevatel the edus of avasa that they were made beforehand. Toch kedei dibur, but in Baba Kama, you see not like that. In Baba Kama, you see that there are edim zomimin on the fact that it was tvicha, but there's no edim zomimin on the fact that there was Geneva. So we only passel their edus on the Geneva, on the Tvicha, and we don't passel their edus on the Geneva, even though it's Toch Kedei Dibur. So what's the difference between the two cases? How come over here Rava holds that since it's Toch Kedei Dibur, we're mevatel the whole edus. We're mevatel not only the chazaka, we're also mevatel the avosa that it belonged to his avos. And over there we say, no, there's only a bittel on the edus hageneva, on the latter edus, because that's edim zomin, but not on the earlier edus. Maishna? Tosis writes, first let's see Vaiter in the sugya. Lema Rav of Rav Nachman plucked to Rav Huna of Rav Chizda Kamifligi. Maybe Rav and Rav Nachman are arguing in the same machlokas as Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. As it says that if you have two kitei edim that are contradicting each other, Rav Huna says Zubah b'fnei atzmo mida v'zubah b'fnei atzmo mida. Rav Chizda amar b'hadli sakri shakri lamali. So you have two kitei edim. In other words, two edim say that Ploni borrowed, and two edim say that Ploni didn't borrow. And Rava says each kas can independently testify elsewhere. Rav Chizda says no, they're edim shakranim, because you see that they were contradicted elsewhere. So Lema, we're going to say that Rav Nachman de Amar Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, who said in the earlier Mais, that as far as Avosib, there was no Hakasha, and their Naaman, even though there was a Hakasha on the Chazaka part. But since Le'inyan Avosav, they're not Mukhash. These Edim aren't Mukhashim. They aren't contradicted. They're Beseder about the Avosav part, even though they're not believed about the Chazaka part. So he holds like Rav Huna, who said that Edim Ksherim could be made elsewhere. So here also, they're Mukhash on the Chazaka, but they're not Mukhash on the Avos. So they're okay about the Avos. We believe them about that Edus, and that's like Rav Huna, who says that Eidim Mukhashim are Kashir Lahayd Beidis Acheros. And Rava holds, Rava says that since they were Mukhash Linyan Chazaka, they're not Naaman even Linyan Avosav, he was like Rav Chizda, who says that Eidim Mukhashim are Pasul for all Ediyos Sheba Olam. And therefore Rava says, listen, since they were Mukhash on the Chazaka, they're also Mukhash on the Avos part. That's the Gemara. Now, Tosfos writes, "Ulelishna dehave taimi de Rava Hasam, mishum de eid zomim chidushu, vein lechabo elam mishas chidusho ve'elach nicha." Tosfos is relating to the Gemara in Bava Kama we mentioned before. What did the Gemara in Bava Kama say? The Gemara in Bava Kama says that according to Rava, if there is a hakrasha on the, if there is zomem on the tvicha, they are not considered zomem on the gneva, only on the tvicha. So why is that different than here? Since they're the edim are mukhash on the chazaka, they should also be mukhash on the avos. So Tosfos writes that according to the Lashon, that the reason of Rava there is because Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, Ein Lecha Ela Bishas Chiddusha Ve'elach, it's not a Stira, it's Nicha. What does Tosfos want to answer? Tosfos wants to answer that Shaini Hazama Me Hakchasha, that there's a fundamental difference between Hazama and Hakchasha. What's the difference between Hazama and Hakchasha? The Dafka by Hazama, which is a Chiddush, there Rava holds that the only psul is Mikanu Lahaba. And therefore, when they are Muzam al Hatvicha, there's no Bittul on the Eidus on the Geneva. Because the whole word of Hazama is that it's a Chiddush, Zayin Lechalamishas, Ein Lechalamishas Chiddusha Ve'elach. So the whole word of Eidim Zomen is a Chiddush. So Mela is only going to be a Hakrasha on the Tvicha, not on the Geneva. Hashem can't in our Sukkah that we're talking about Hakrasha, which is not a Chiddush, that two Eidim can be Machish to other Eidim. So there Rav agrees that he's Nifsal the Mafreya, that he's Nifsal not only about his Eidus on the Chazaka, but the Eidim are also Nifsalim on their Eidus about the Avos. And because of this, Rav holds that since there's a Hakrasha on the Eidus Achila, there's also a hakrasha, there's also a bittel on the edus of the avasa she'idu tchila b'tarich k'day dibur. So we can learn from Tosfos that by hazama we can't come mishum din hakrasha. Hazama, we can only come b'taras hazama, b'din has mishum din hazama. And therefore there's only a psul mikanu lahaba. Because if we say that with every hazama there's also hakrasha, what is hazama? Imanu yisim b'makom ploni, isn't that hakrasha? That it didn't happen, that you can't testify about it, you didn't really see it because you were with us, so you would say there's also a hakrasha. But if you say that with every hazama there's also a hakrasha, so haja kusha leduchta, the kasha comes right back. Why aren't we mevatel the edus of the geneva mitzad din hakrasha? There's a hakrasha on the tvicha, so there's also a hakrasha then on the geneva. Since there was a hakrasha on the tvicha, we can't accept what they said about the geneva. Because right now we're assuming that Rava holds like with Chizda, who passels in all Eduyos. Maybe Rava holds like with Chizda, who says that once Edom are found to be contradicted, then they're out of the box. They're chucked out. Their Edus is now disregarded. So it must be that Hazama is not Hakrasha. They are two separate. You can't come when you're talking about Hazama, you can't say it's Bitaras Hakrasha. Because if it's Bitaras Hakrasha, then we would say by Rava, then Rava would agree that just like over here, we disregard what the Edim say about the Avos because they were contradicted when it comes to the Chazaka. Also, when there's a Hazama on the Tvicha, we're going to also say that they're no good for the Givneva, because Hazama is also Hakrasha. So it must be that Rav is not holding that way. Rav holds Hazama is not Midin Hakrasha, and therefore over there in Bava Kama, where there's only Hazama, we're going to say that there is a Hazama as far as the Tvicha goes, and there's no Hazama as far as the Gneva goes. V'yesh l'tumoa al zeh midivrei ha-tosis ba'amid beis and lamed aleph amid beis. This tosis that we read is lamed aleph amid aleph. But if you look at tosis on lamed aleph amid beis, we see fakert. Because tosis asks on the salka daitach that Rava holds like with Chizda. Yeah, vim toimar im kain. Amai chashiv Rava eid zaymim chidushu, vein lechabo ala mishas chidusho, valo mashu nifsal, eino chidush. Doha minadin haya lihios lishneyam psulim, kamo bishnei kitei eidim hamakhisho zed ze, zu et zu. Imkein lo have chidush ala masha mezim in ksherim. You see from this Tosfos that b'chol hazama there's also hakrasha. How do you see that? Because as Tosfos, we're assuming now the Rava holds like with Chizda, that once there's a hakrasha, then you disregard whatever they say elsewhere. So Tosfos asks, Im kein amai chashiv rava eid zomim chidushu v'ein l'chabo ala mishas chidushu. How can Rava say that eid zomim is considered a chidush and it's only going to be mishas chidushu? V'alo mashahu nifsal, that he's nifsal is not a chidush. Because min hadin that they should be nifsalim, like shnei ki te eidim hamakhisha zu azu. And therefore it's not a chidush. The only real chiddush is that the mezimim are ksherim. Lo avei chiddush ala mashem mezimim ksherim, because and they're not nifsal ka'edim ha-makrishim b'sugyaseinu. Like in our sugya, if edim are contradicted, they're pasled. But the ed ha-muzam should be nifsal ha-mafreya, because Tosis is understanding that when an aid is muzam, when an aid is contradicted, when an aid is made into an aid zomim, that's a hakrasha, and therefore he's puzzled. It's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that the mezimim are ksherim, but he compares the case of an aid muzam to our sugya of shnei kitei edim hamakhisho zu ezu, where it's shnei kitei edim hamakhisho zu ezu, so they're both pasled. V'lo mashu nifsal eino chiddush damin adim hayaliyos l'shnei psulim, just like shnei kitei edim hamakhisho zu ezu. So really both groups should be pasled, and the chiddush is that we're not going to passle the mezimim, but the fact that the muzamim are passle, that makes a lot of sense. Im Rava savar kisvarato shel Rav Huna shekshiyesh safek b'shtei kitot haedim makrishot zo et zo, hadin noten sheshneihen nifsalot, madu echshiv Rava bebava kama et psul haed muzam shechidshat Torah kechidush? Lachen mat shein lecha labo lechidusha v'en nosa lemishat haedud v'eilach. הרי פסול העד המוזם אינו חידוש כלל, וכמו שבסוגייתנו נפסלות שתי כיתות העדים. So you have it in English and in Hebrew. So we basically have a steer on Tosfos. Tosfos earlier holds that Hazama is fundamentally different than Hakrasha. Hazama doesn't include Hakrasha. And therefore Tosfos has the right to say that Eid Zomim Chidush Hu, ואין לך לבוא משעס חידושו. So ניחא. So there we understand that דווקא by Hazama Rava holds לא נפסלה למכאנו להבא, and therefore there's a Hazama on the Tvicha, there's no Bittl on the Edus Hagneva. מה שאין כן בסוגייסנו, where we're talking about Hakrasha, which is not a Chiddush, there Rava is mode that the person is נפסלה מפריה, and therefore Rava can hold that since there's a hakrasha on the edus ha'achila, there's also a bittul on the avasa, that they were made toch kedei dibur. So there you see that hazam is not hakrasha, if we distinguish between the two. And here Tosfos says, no, it's really, really the same. And therefore the moment you have hazama, you also have hakrasha. And therefore they say, so how can you say Rav is like Rav Chisda? Right now that the Gemara is assuming that Rava holds like Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda passes other Eduyos, and just like Rav Chisda says that if they're made over here, they're pasul elsewhere, Rava is also going to say that when they're made here about the Achila, they're also nifsal about the avos. So then Tosfos can ask, if he holds like Rav Chisda, then why in Bava Kama, where we're dealing with Edim Zomimin, Does Rava not pasul lemafreya? Because even though they were talking about hazama, Tosis understands that hazama is the same as hakhasha. And just like by hakhasha we pasul other eduyos of this group, so too by hazama we should do the same. So Tosis is bothered by the sugya in Bava Kamma. So the Gemara says, Vaiter, we already read the Gemara, that Lema, Rava, Rav Nachman, Reflected, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Kamiflgi. Maybe Rav Nachman arguing the same argument as Rav Huna, Rav Chizda. Because it says that if the two Kitei Edim that are contradicting each other, Rav Huna says they can now testify separately, independently. And Rav Chizda says, no, they're Edim Shakranim. They're Edim Shakranim. And Bahade Sade Shakre Lamali. What are you getting involved with false witnesses? So maybe Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna, who says they're believed elsewhere, so too they're believed here when they testify about the Avos and the Chazaka, even though they're contradicted about the Chazaka, they're believed about the Avos. And Rava, who holds they're not believed about the Avos, is like Rav Chizda, who holds that once you find there one testimony is no good, then you assume it's no good elsewhere. So what is the root of the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda in this machlokes of Shnei Kitei Edim? So the Rashbam writes, "V'tam de Rav Huna, mishum de uke gavrei achizkei, v'lotiv selenu misafek." Your mamid, a person, each group, and their cheskas kashrus, and we're not going to passel them misafek. So yes, over here, they testified, and they were contradicted, but let them testify elsewhere. Because b'mamadem and Cheskas Kashrus, and explaining Rav Chizda, so that's the Rashbam. So where is Rav Chizda thinking? Rav Chizda says Bahade Sade Shakri Lamali. No, they're false witnesses. So the Achronim explain. Look in the Chemdes Shlomo, in Yoredeya, in Simen Hey, in the Achi Ezer, in Chelek Aleph Simen Zayin Osvav. That it's a din b'hilchas chazaka, that since one group is definitely pasul, you cannot be mamid them b'cheskas kashrus. That since there is kas achas, that's vaday psula, there is one group that's definitely pasul. There's one group that's definitely pasul. You can't be mamid them b'cheskas kashrus, because through the chazaka you have to machshir all of them, and you can't. You know one of the groups is lying, because the chazaka that's machshir this kas passes the other kas. If you say that this group is kasher, then they're telling the truth. That means the other group are liars. And if you say the other group is kasher, then this group are liars. So it's chazaka doesn't work. It's a tarti de sasri, and therefore you can't talk about achoras chazaka, because if there's sasri adadi, lo mukmin and achazaka. So that's how the achronim want to learn. However, what's the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is Bahade Sade Shakre Lamali. So it's mashma that it's a svara mishum chshash mishaker. That since we know bivadai that one of the groups is a lying group, we have a chshash mishaker. And on this, there's no hachoras chazaka. In other words, in every aid that's made sheker, besides that there's a chalosdin psul rasha, there's also a chshash mishaker. So yes, klape the chalos psul of Russia, the chazaka is going to be machriya. No, he's not a Russia. However, there's still a chshash mishaker. So the chazaka is not going to help for the chshash mishaker. Wow, so that's a very beautiful diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara that would seem to fly in the face of what the earlier mentioned Achronim said. That yes, klape chalos psuch, yes, the says their problem is the sheker. They're edim shakronim, so okay. But Torah's chazaka, everything is cool. Let's be mamed them b'chazkasim. But when it comes to sheker, maybe they're telling sheker, that's another issue. So, Baruch Hashem, we have made some progress in learning and trying to understand this sugya. And the Mirtza Hashem, in the next year, Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need. And please God, we will plow forward and see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. So I just ask that Hashem give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need in order to serve Him, the MS. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.